531.
Aaron Hendry is the team leader of the Lifewise Youth Housing Service, which supports rangatahi who have experienced homelessness. He's also a member of Manaaki Rangatahi, who are a group working towards ending homelessness for young people in Aotearoa. After the last lockdown, they started a petition calling on the government to urgently address the needs of our young people. They now have over 2,500 supporters. Yet they are still yet to see serious action from the government in addressing the urgent needs of our young people. We say warm Pacific greetings and talo falava, Aaron.
Kia ora, how you doing, mate?
Good, brother. Hope the same is going with you there. Brother, let us just start with, to give us a context of what we're talking about, you know, how big is an issue is youth homelessness, and what are the stats, if you have them, that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, the stats are quite difficult because there hasn't been a lot of like attention on this issue and then research for it. But we do know that in the 2013 census that over half our homeless population were young people. We know in the Auckland count that was done, I think in 2016, about a third of those counted were young people. And we also know from services that are working on the ground in this area that we're turning rangatahi away in our hundreds. Since the last lockdown, services turned away over 100 young people who came asking for support. In our service alone, we received about 120 referrals since the first lockdown, and we had to decline 89. And of those that we're still keeping in touch with, we've only really been able to house, I think, around four. So, you know, it's a huge issue, and services are really, really struggling to meet the need that's out there.
Which, in terms of government agencies or departments that currently deal with the issue of homelessness altogether, the youth homelessness come under at the moment, and what have they been doing in terms of addressing it to start with, if there's any work being done?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is part of what Manaaki Rangatahi is trying to say, is that when we've been looking at homelessness as an issue, we've been focusing on it just as this big issue that needs to be solved. And then, you know, small groups like our rangatahi haven't been getting the needs, their needs met. So, for example, a lot of the services that are designed to solve homelessness in Aotearoa from sort of a government level are just targeted quite broadly, which means that, you know, our adults get served, but they don't meet the needs of our young people. And often our young people are denied access to those services due to their age. They don't fit the criterias, or the services aren't designed in a way that is there to support them. And we saw this under lockdown, when the motels were all opened up to get the rough sleepers off the street. Well, what they didn't account for was our 16 and 17 year old rangatahi who didn't have a care experience, who couldn't access those motels because they were too young. And so we still had rough sleepers on the street. They were just 16 and 17 year olds. And so some of our most vulnerable rough sleepers were basically left out in the cold over lockdown. And now we've come into a second lockdown, which we're just sort of coming out of, and that same issue still exists, and our rangatahi are still vulnerable and being left to suffer alone.
You know, one of the issues that we are advocating, if anything, or encouraging, is the majority of our young population who have just come into the voting age, that these are some of the issues they need to look into, because as a young person, the whole world itself is currently catered heavily towards people who we've given consent to, like the 18 years and up. But this is another good one to remind them all. Now, in terms of factors that lead to youth homelessness, what are some of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a complex issue. And one of the big things we see is that when rangatahi leave home, it's often because home isn't safe, that there's been violence or abuse or just instability at home, and they felt that it's safer to leave than stay. Often, though, we have to put this in a bigger sort of context, though. It's easy just to sort of blame the whānau and say that things aren't going right there. But actually, in a bigger context, we've got some real challenges facing our whānau, which exacerbate issues in the home. So poverty is a big issue that is leading to youth homelessness. You know, poverty is a big component to this, but then we have to also acknowledge the impact of colonization. We know whānau who have been homeless for generations, who've been moving house to house. And then it gets to a point where the teenagers say, well, actually, it's better for me to move and allow my whānau to try find a bed tonight than stay with the whānau unit. So there are a lot of issues. We know for our rainbow whānau that, you know, sometimes challenges with whānau sort of being able to accept their gender identity or their sexuality can sometimes lead to homelessness occurring. So it's a complex issue and there's a lot of different factors to it. But you know, what we're saying is that regardless of why a rangatahi becomes homeless, we need to have a system in place to support those young people. So if something happens to your 16-year-old, your 17-year-old tonight, and something happens in the whānau and they have to leave home for whatever reason that might be, that there's actually a system in place to look after you. That system doesn't exist right now.
Now, part of what you guys have been doing to try and, you know, get the kaupapa, give it a bit of voice, is the petition that you all started. What's been the feedback from those people that have signed the petition so far?
Yeah, there's been a lot of shock and surprise. I think if you haven't been working in the sector, it's one of those hidden issues that you don't see. So I think a lot of people come onto our petition and they say, oh, wow, I thought homelessness was dealt with during COVID-19. I didn't realize this was happening. So that's been a lot of feedback. But I think as well, you know, there's a lot of support for the movement. Because this is more than just, you know, a youth homelessness issue. This is an issue of justice. It's an issue of, I guess, who do we want to be as a people? Who do we want to be as a community? And if we're not looking after our most vulnerable people, then all this rhetoric about being a people of kindness, it just goes out the door. And so if we're going to be a people that actually cares about each other and cares about our most vulnerable, then we need to look after our rangatahi.
You know, we were just talking this morning about what we saw last night. New Zealand now having a lack of food for our young ones from a very young age, which was shocking to us, because you'd think this was an issue early on in Aotearoa, and you think 2020, we, as we lead the world in so many of these little things that we would have at least fixed, you know, at least having meals at the home. And so what you've just shared, I think it encourages our listeners to, other than just protecting your own family, remember, what if, you know, and if you do enter the world, if you'd like to think that there's a system out there or a support where your child can run to no matter the age that they get to leave home. Brother, we always find that a lot of people get attached to or get involved in kaupapas like this because of some sort of personal attachment for it. For you, in your advocacy work in terms of, you know, youth homelessness, where does your passion to get involved stem from?
Started my journey into youth work, my own hood out of Massey in West Auckland. And you know what, bro, it was all the rangatahi in my community that I could see that were struggling with homelessness, who were living in unstable and dangerous homes. And I guess I just wanted to be a part of the solution. I've been doing youth work now for almost 10 years in every sort of sector that I've worked in. Wherever I've journeyed with rangatahi, homelessness has been the biggest thing. And I say, hey, we can't actually empower and develop our rangatahi the way that, you know, we believe is possible if they don't have a safe and stable home. And so I believe this is an issue of justice. And there's a great injustice which is going on in our country at the moment, and we've been ignoring it. And so I guess I want to be a part of solving that issue.
Amen. And I think anyone in this world, you move better when your feet are stable in the ground. You know, the whole thing about Turanga Waiwai, and then you can move on from there knowing your identity and your roots. Now, how can our listeners and viewers that are tuning in this morning, how can they help towards support you guys in this movement, other than getting online and getting involved, signing the petition?
Yeah, so obviously signing the petition, that's a big help. Sign it, share it, find it on Action Station at End Youth Homelessness. But, you know, start conversations as well. If we're going to move this, we're going to need community support. The thing is, the change is much bigger than just giving one service some money. We need legislative change to actually solve this so that, you know, that our government agencies can't exit our young people into homelessness, so that we actually have to plan for this when young people enter these systems. So right now, you know, if you're coming through Oranga Tamariki, you're going through the justice system, there's no real plans in place to catch those young people and support them. So the changes are big. And they need community support. So if you can start conversations in your community around what's happening and start to build some pressure that way, but also if you can write to your local MPs, we've got an election coming up. It's a perfect example, a perfect time to tell your elected officials what you care about and what you're passionate about. And so maybe talk to your elected officials, send them a letter, go to a meeting, talk about youth homelessness and say, hey, what are you doing for our rangatahi? And what will you commit to doing for our rangatahi if you get in the next election?
Hmm. Aaron Hendrick, team leader for LifeWise Youth Housing Service and also a member of Manaaki Rangatahi. Thank you very much for your time this morning and for helping raise awareness to this very, very crucial, important issue for our people. Kia ora.